Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Day here in downtown Houston. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary Mr. Gerald Austin of the Manhattans. Thank you so much for joining us. And family, be sure to purchase the Manhattans' new hit single, of course, featuring Gerald Austin, called Get Ready, Lord Have Mercy. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And as we get through the rain and have some therapeutic music, an incredibly gifted vocalist, new hit single, The Approval of Men, yes, Lord, the captivating Sherry Patrice. Yes, it's definitely a beautiful thing. So if you have Of the Zone and the Teddy Bears, my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented Sherry Patrice. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I pray to God that I pronounced your name the correct way. Did I do so?
It's Sherry.
So it's Sherry.
It's okay.
No.
We got
to make sure. So it's Sherry. Okay. I apologize. It is Sherry. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on a new hit single.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. I'm definitely honored to be here, for sure.
I must ask.
Are you laughing because I called you sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
I'm really.
Teddy Bear,
said,
your
wow.
name, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm really feeling my age
All
now.
All right, I got
said,
that. Sir. I got that one. I got that one. All right.
It's all right. It's all right. What I have found about you is that, first and foremost, you're an incredible songwriter. And I'm a stickler for lyrics, always have been. And I wanted to ask you as far as the concept of songwriting, because a lot of your songwriting is based upon your own personal journey, not just through music, but just life experiences. When you go in to start writing, do you make a conscious decision or a vibe to make sure that you incorporate as much of your personal life experiences in your music? Is that something that you make sure that you want to do?
If I'm writing for myself, yes.
Okay.
If I'm writing for others, normally there's a topic or subject, you know, a topic that they want to express or, you know, get a certain message across. So I tailor it around that. With me personally, it is from my experiences. And in most cases, I try to write the problem. If there's a problem, the situation, and the solution, and to stay positive about going forward, you know, I kind of use it as therapy, if you will, and a message to help someone else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How imperative is it for you, being an independent artist, but just being an artist in general, that you show a sense of transparency, vulnerability to people who really expect an artist to be truly an artist?
I think it's extremely important, and that sometimes can be challenging because as an artist, I've been in a situation where you have to be what they or the record company or your A&R expects you to be. they, you know, and then you have the sides where, you know, there's an authentic, it's important to be authentic and tell, and be who you are, you know, express your life, and not, it's not a gimmick. So I think, you know, authenticity is really important.
Now I want to touch on something you just said, gimmick, and we see an overabundance of that in today's music industry. Do you put the onus on the few labels that do still exist? Do you put the onus on the lack of artist development, where they're basically just pushing out beats and sounds instead of putting the emphasis on structure, lyrical content, and also substance, or the lack of substance in music?
Music has, I have two ways of looking at it. Actually, three.
Okay.
There's one where there it's a job. Some people say that's what I want to be. I want to, you know, want to be famous. Some people want to make money, and then some people want to do ministry. So it just depends on what that artist, what their goal is. And so from a gimmick standpoint, it takes a gimmick to sell music sometimes with artists that are presently out there. And quite frankly, I mean, if I'm being completely transparent, there are some of it that I like that's entertaining. And then there's people that are true artists that stick to exactly real music, very, you know, great lyrical content. And as far as, you know, I would use say ministry / purpose to get to basically kind of feed the soul. That's kind of where I fit. That's where I fit.
Okay.
So then it being about,
you know,
a gimmick.
Right. I mean, with anything in life, I think there has to be a balance. So I'm not going to there has to be a balance. But I think for me personally, just kind of sitting back and looking at the overall spectrum of music, is that we put so much of an emphasis on gimmicks, where real vocalists, real singers, real musicians who can actually get out on stage and pick up an instrument is, I mean, it's almost taboo now. I mean, when I was going to school, I'm dating myself a little bit, but we're both over 21, so we can speak on this. The lack of music in schools that have been taken away out of the school systems. I believe that is a great hindrance on the reason why. Don't get me wrong, it's easy to sit up and pick up a computer and say, I can go to Fruity Loops Tools and make these certain kind of beats and, you know, put it on, you know, YouTube and get a certain amount of views, a certain amount of hits. And the next thing, you know, I turn around, I have a major record deal, but then I have somebody that's been on the grind for 5 to 10 years, really perfecting their craft. And they're sitting up here they are struggling independent artists, but they have a underground following that just truly appreciates what they do. What has it meant for you to be an independent artist, having that level of creative control over your music?
I am definitely in agreement with what you're saying. I have struggled at first about having a gimmick as an opposition, you know, going to record companies. But, you know, I just thank God that I don't do what I'm doing now for that reason. It is to be true to the art. And if you like take the music per se, I know an abundance of great music producers, but we're all on the grind now because there's, you know, there hasn't been a platform for us. We have to create our own platforms, and the time is not available for each other at times. So, you know, where I may not have the greatest production that I want, I just basically had to do what I could do and use, you know, what was in my hands to create that music. I get as far as like being a there being a need for our audiences, it's true. It's important that we stay true to that and show. I call it showing up, you know, and that's basically what I set out to do this year, was to build an audience, because my base isn't that big yet. I'm starting. I'm building from where I am. I've worked for a lot of great artists that are established, and so this is a huge step of faith for me to join them in their quest and journey of staying true to real music.
You know, I find it interesting because people in industry are very well aware of who you are and what you represent. It's been proven. Your track record is impeccable. But again, as you said, the quote-unquote mainstream art, mainstream public said, well, who is Miss Patrice? Who is she? I never heard of her. Well, if you're not getting mainstream airplay, that's in a nutshell. I go back. I've had this conversation with many colleagues. I said, it's funny. I remember the first time I had the pleasure of interviewing Gregory Porter, and he was still an independent artist at that time. And then that following year, he got signed to one of the largest jazz labels in the industry, Blue Note. And next thing I turned around, he is constantly on tour. Constantly. Nonstop. And I'm so proud of him because he's an incredible artist. But it's amazing all those years that he had put in, albums that he had put out before, and then when he came out with the Lion song, then all of a sudden, boom, he's on a roll. Listening to your music, I find your music almost somewhat haunting. Your voice is very, very organic. It's very organic. You have a certain, what's the old, a certain je ne sais quoi about you, that you bring a certain command, but also a certain sensual vibe to the way you command your vocals on music. Does that just come naturally for you, or was it something that you had to develop over time?
It's always been a part of my voice. It's God-given, and He's basically instilled in me to kind of adapt to whatever genre that singing in. But with something, when I'm trying to get a point across, that's just how it comes out. It's not anything that I can really own per se. It's just something that God gave me, and it's instilled. And you use the word sensual. I just use that's how He put it in. For people to grasp. I really do sing from my heart, and I've learned over time that you don't necessarily have to yell or scream or over sing something to get the message across. So I did want to touch on your the artist that you were speaking of on Blue Note, or just that genre per se, or not the independent artist, but the real musicians that I've had the opportunity to work with over the years. I've watched them, and just being supporting vocalists for them, I've learned from them before I decided to take a step out. Touring and a lot of live performing was something that I was not doing a lot of. And when I would have these conversations with them, they would say, hey, you got to get out there. You know, you have to, you know, meet people. And so with me just being on records that wasn't good enough, I am now taking the stance to step out and meet people and, you know, touch them and pour into them, you know, personally, these messages. There's a plethora of messages. I'm just actually getting started. I'm excited you know, to sharing. I have, you know, because of the, you know, the people that I have worked for and the experiences have been great, it's taken a lot, and it's a lot of hard work just to get it together, you know, market. As independent artists, we have to do our own administration, register our own songs, you know, get our graphics together. It's a lot of stuff that we used to have help doing that we just don't have anymore. And not to mention for myself, you know, being, having a family and things like that, you have to balance, is like really, really important. And, you know, not just stepping out there without having also a good spiritual foundation for you to stand on, because you can get lost, you know, in trying to do that. I definitely cannot do what I'm doing right now, and you know, at this stage in, of my career, without, you know, God at this point. There's no way that I can do it in my own strength. No way.
Because industry can really, it can take its toll on one. A lot of artists that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, and it's like you're trying to balance a personal life, but also the business aspect of one's career. And it can be very commanding. How, I know you said being grounded, having that kind of spiritual foundation, at any time for you, has it been somewhat, I don't like to use the term hard, but at any time has it somewhat been challenging for you to kind of balance both the business aspect, but also it's still having a personal life?
Yeah, it still is. I don't know anybody that would say it is easy. It still is. There's still things, you know, over the years, I've, you know, encountered a lot of things, but what, as you would call opposition, but I had to do a lot of internal work before I could even have, you know, honor this platform. You know what I mean? So, this has been a lot of work being done over the years, a lot of obstacles to overcome, and I'm excited about what's ahead. And it's, you know, this, even this opportunity here is something that was a goal of mine this year, and I'm so excited to be crossing that off the list. And I could call some of my colleagues. I was like, Sheree, you are really, like, you really need to get it together, get out there. Come on now. We waiting on you. So, you know, this is exciting for me. Yes.
Well, we're excited to have you on. I've always told people, I said, there's a lot of great music out there. There are a lot of great artists. And this is the whole premise, to sit up and have this kind of format, because, you know, with mainstream radio, you know, if you're a British artist and you sing R&B, you'll get on urban radio stations. But if you're an urban artist, they don't have time for you. It's incredible.
Look at you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, I gotta have great music.
And you know what, Teddy, it doesn't even, I'm doing this because I am called to do it. I love to do it. And it's for the first time, it's not for, you know, the record industry. It's not for the industry or, you know, sales or things like that. Those, it's great things. You know, the accolades are nice, but I'm going to do it because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to do it because I have a message to get abroad, you know, all over the world. And so it doesn't, I'm not doing it for that anymore. I used to. I used to.
Well, that's part of the journey, and it's part of growth. And speaking of the journey,
it is.
I had an opportunity to listen to Soul Thirsty and My Love. Oh, yes.
All right.
I said it had me motivated. I mean, you really put both feet in that one. I mean, the album is incredible. And what was so, it caught me off guard, because listening to your vocals, you remind me so much of Cassandra Wilson. It's almost, it's frightening listening to you.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
listening
wow.
to listening to you, and I'm like, hey, she sounds a lot like Cassandra Wilson. I said, it's the same kind of vibe. Speaking of vibe, what are some of the things that motivate you to be the artist that you are? Or let me take it a step further. What motivates you to become a better songwriter?
Oh, you know what? I actually take my song time with songwriting now, and it doesn't come as easy as it used to. Not because of, you know, my age or so forth. It's basically because the songwriting, the message is important, and so the way it's being conveyed, I can't just write anything just because, you know.
Right.
There's more of an accountability these days, so I wouldn't say it's motivating. It's motivating because of, you know, this gift has been placed in my hands. I have to be responsible for it, but there's, you know, the accountability of it is like, ooh, you know, I don't know if inspiration would be the word. More like honored that I'm entrusted with such a message, because there's a lot of things that I have written and can write that that would be, that used to be motivating.
Okay.
It's just that
okay.
In my soul, I just can't. It's just certain things that I can't write anymore. So what inspires me now is the opportunity to get out there, and that I'm on purpose and on a mission outside of just writing to write like I used to. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense. But you know what I find? The greatest fear that we have, and I find this in every person and also myself, is to get out of our comfort zone, to challenge ourselves. I've always used the analogy, we get comfy like Linus's blanket, safe and sound. We know what to expect. Uh-huh. And then it's like, I want to challenge myself. I want to try to do something different, but I've built up such a following, and they have these expectations to sing a particular way or bring out a certain type of music in a particular aspect, but I want to do something different. I want to evolve. And I think that's very scary, not just in music, but also in a personal life, in relationships.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing, because you may have one person that's saying, wait a minute, I want to grow. I want to expand. And the other person said, but wait a minute, we're cool just the way we are, right? No. We need to evolve together and expand. And that is really, really scary. And I've spoken to a lot of artists that are finding it very challenging to navigate through social media, being an independent artist, you know, with Instagram and Twitter and Facebook LinkedIn. It's like, wait a minute. I'm so used to people doing everything for me. Now I'm in control of my own career now. So how do I do this? The days of getting on an airplane and going city to city and promoting your music to different radio stations, those are over. You can sit in the comfort of your home or your studio and do interviews all over the world and promote your music. You've had a tremendous feedback, great feedback from this new single. Does it sometimes get a little bit overwhelming with all the positive feedback and the compliments that you receive?
That's kind of loaded.
It's kind
of my answer is loaded. At least my answer is loaded. Okay. I believe. So whom much is given, much is required.
Right.
I believe that you should be faithful over the few.
Okay.
And that's what I'm learning at this stage in my life, full over the little.
Okay.
And I'm not meaning little as in demeaning, but, you know, I love the whole social media platform that we have now, and I have spent time trying to learn how to balance and not letting that consume my life. but okay. also putting forth a good effort, because, you know, balance is really important. As far as repeat your question one more time. I had a loaded question and I done went somewhere else.
It's okay. No, I said, you know, as far as navigating through social media, because the feedback has been, it's been wonderful. It has been really wonderful.
It's growing. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as I was sharing with you before, as a single is released and my music has been out there, still building a following, and I'm really excited about that. So it's been one step at a time that I have been taking, and I really appreciate, you know, the door that has been open for me to, you know, get the music out there. And I find it a plus. And as you said, you're able to do radio interviews from your home and travel, I mean, without having to travel a lot of places. That is one of the things that I do share with people when they, you know, when they say, well, what's different now, you know, than, you know, the music industry before. I said that you had people doing things for you. You had managers, you had record companies, those things that would, and not only that, I have an appreciation for what I had. You know, you had different teams, people who would promote radio, people who would promote, you know, the single overseas. You had street teams. There was a whole lot of other things that you did that we're not privy to today, and we have to do hands-on. So I appreciate opportunities like this and platforms like this to be able to, you know, get out there.
Well, as I said, it's our pleasure. You know, it's about, to me, you know, I have people to, you know what, you're stuck. You know, you're old. So I said, no, I don't consider myself old school. I'm just classic. I'm refined. I'm a Renaissance
classic.
Man.
Okay, classic and refined.
Yes, Lord. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Cherie Patrice. Yes, Lord, I got it right. her new hit single, of course, The Approval of Men. Tell us about the title and what exactly is the meaning behind the title of the song.
Well, you do what you're called to do, and you do it because, for me, I do it because it's what I'm called to do. I do it because, let's put it this way. I'll give you a small testimony about that. I would call it a testimony, that you look to men for approval and ask permission. In my experiences, I've asked permission and didn't have to. I shouldn't have had to. To do what, you know, like the songs and the material and the projects that I have had, they've all just been pretty much given to me. It's a God-given thing. And
right.
So I would say, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And it's just like, for over years, I have had great ideas, great projects, and people would say, "Oh, no, that's whack or whatever, or that's, you know, it's too this or that." And I would say, you know what? I'm going to put it aside. And then sooner or later, someone comes out with an idea, the same thing. And so, you know, just from different experiences in church and different experiences in the industry, I just decided that I'm going to do what I know I'm here to do, which is make great music. And I don't need that anymore. And the other message, this particular song, was derived from, actually I grabbed it out of a parable that from the Bible when,
okay,
you know, Jesus said to the people about the Pharisees, they said, and they love the approval of man opposed to doing what, showing the love that God had told them to give to men. They decided to follow rules opposed to just showing people love. So that's the basis, one of the basis of that song.
You know what I find amazing, people have a tendency to use the Bible and construct it in a way that's going to benefit them. And a lot of times it can be used in a very negative and very divisive manner, as we see taking place in today's society. Yeah. It's incredible to me. People fear change. It sounds to me, because listening to you, I could never digest the facts of why I could never see some, because you have a very strong and very serene personality. And I could never see you just giving in and saying, I'm going to do this because somebody told me to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do, I'm going to do what I want to do. And that puts some people off because they don't have that level of control over you. And I know for a fact in the industry, a lot of great female artists have gone through that same type of problem. When they speak upon what they want to do and how they feel their career should be driven, oh, they're difficult. They don't want to listen. They're this and they're that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Nobody knows my music better than me. I know what moves me. And what moves me, if I'm being true to myself, the listeners can't help but love me because they, I'm being real. And at the end of the day, as long as you're being true to who you are as an artist, the listeners can't do anything but respect you. And speaking of respect, you, we got to get into some music. Of course, the new hit single, The Approval of Men. I want everybody to grab a pen, pencil, crayon, lipstick, because after the song is finished, I'm going to lay down this pertinent information and make sure you go to Miss Patrice's official website. We got to make that happen. So without further ado, the new hit single from the incredibly talented Cherie Patrice, of course, The Approval of Men, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Lord, they're talking about me. They sold me at the very first chance they had in hopes of promotion and earthly reward. They don't know no better to see your sons and daughters bound in legalism. When you die to freedom hurts you so much, and they love the approval of men. Don't realize in the spirit they've been stuck up and robbed of your glory, and they love the approval of men. And they love to praise me more than they
Lord have mercy. The very talented, super talented Cherie Patrice here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, her new hit single, The Approval of Men, is available as we speak via CD Baby, iTunes, and also at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website. That's at www.CheriePatrice.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram. Make sure you support great music, not mediocre, not somewhat, but great music. And also, last but not least, pick up the album, Soul Thirsty. Incredible album. You will not be disappointed. My queen, it has definitely been an honor to have you on the show, and I want to let you know this is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know you have my undying support. Yes, you do, my love. Yes, you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Oh, I got to ask. So as far as live performances are concerned, when are you going to bring your lovely self down here to Houston? We would love to have you here in the studio and perform.
We are working on that as we speak. We are loading up, you know, answering emails and things like that, loading up the tours on the website. We're going in, I promise you. And you're not that far from me, so that'll probably be one of my first stops. How about that?
Okay. Christmas will definitely come early for the teddy bear. Yes, it will.
All right. Yes, sir.
Much continued success. And again, family, be sure to purchase the new single and also get the album, Soul Thirsty. Incredible, incredible vocalist. Thank you so much again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. You are welcome.
God bless. Yes, Lord. The incredibly talented Cherie Patrice here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, I love it when a plan comes together. Positive, incredible, incredibly gifted vocalist and also an extremely gifted songwriter. Yes, Lord. Well, you know, it's about that time. I know you say, oh, Teddy Britton, yeah, you know, got to pay the bills, pay the cost to be the boss. Yes, Lord. Don't worry, I'm going to take a little quick 2-2, but the teddy bear shall return. Let's get lost with some Sheldon Reynolds, my man, of course, from Earth, Wind, and Fire, and also the Commodores with Sunshine here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
when I'm with you. All the bluebirds sing and the bills that only you can bring. Oh, oh, oh.
Michael Williams from the New Jack City soundtrack, I'm Dreaming. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you again to Cherie Patrice. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, The Approval of Men. Yes, Lord. Available on CD Baby, iTunes. But again, for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. We got you covered from every angle. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone. We're on iHeartRadio. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Pull up the iHeartRadio app, type in LOTL, The Zone. We got you covered. Also on Apple, also on iTunes, and also on TuneIn. We got you covered around the way. And speaking of covered, won't you join the Teddy Bear tomorrow, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we have the pleasure of having the violin queen herself, Mappy. Yes, Lord. Her new hit single, Dreams, of course, from her hit album, the 2017 album of Island Girl. Cannot wait to have this very talented young lady on the show again. That's at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific. Well, it is about that time. I know. I'm trying to get out of here, beat this rain, get some food, get some extra honey to make the tummy feel extra yummy. But I want everybody out there to be careful, be safe, love one another, be strong. I know sometimes it can be somewhat challenging. We go through our daily ups and downs, but it's okay. It's okay. We will persevere. We will get through this. That I do promise. Again, and also, I know my manager's getting on me. To get all the latest updates, stop by our official website. That's The Zone, thezoneradio.web.co. We got you there so you can get all the latest updates. You can also follow us on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. And last but not least, on Twitter. Yeah, follow us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. Well, we're going to close it with the new hit single, of course, from my man, Gerald Austin, of course, the Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin with their new hit single, Get Ready. Yes, Lord. As in always, keep it soulful, especially here in The Zone by Oscar Dio's family.
Hey, baby. I just called to tell you I made up my mind that I'm coming straight home tonight. Listen. Told those fellas I'm not going out tonight. That's something else I'd rather do. So you can light the candle and you can pour the wine, 'cause I'm in a hurry to get home to you. It's been quite a while since we've had this time. So many other things were on our mind. The kids are all gone, now it's just you and I. We don't have to rush, we can take our time.
Tonight will be very special.
So very special. We can let our imagination go. Go places we haven't been in a while. Relax, kick back, and let it flow. Yeah, get it ready.
I'm on my way home.
Nothing else on my mind. Yeah. Please, baby.
Let's face it, this evening we'll never forget.
I could hear it in your voice on the telephone. Sweet anticipation, how soon I'll get home. So put on your high heels and your sweet perfume. You know all the things I like to get me in the mood. Been patiently waiting, faithful and true. With nothing on my mind but to get home to you. My body's on fire, deep down within. So meet me at the door, let the night begin. Oh, so very special. We could let our imagination flow. Go wonderful places, baby. Relax, kick back, and let it flow, yeah. Get it ready.
I'm on the way.
You've been on my mind
all day long. We're gonna make it special. I want us to remember. Remember this night.
Get ready.
Me and you.
Oh girl.
I need you to unlock the door.
You are on my mind.
I'm coming for you, baby. I want it all. Have it ready for me. I want you in your high heel shoes and nothing else but your smile.
Get ready.
You know the way I like it.
I'm on my way home to get next to you, girl.
In the shower, I want to wash you from your head down to your toes.
Making love in the shower.
Every spot in between. Get ready.
Get ready.
I want
all of you, baby. Get it ready.
All day long.